This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Joshua 24. They buried Joshua in the land of his inheritance. Everybody dies, but not everyone is buried in a grave. War, fire, hurricanes, and tsunamis may leave little or no remains for loved ones to bury. When Joshua and Eleazar died, their burial in the Promised Land signaled the end of their earthly pilgrimage with God. The burial of Joseph's bones signaled that Israel's journey to Canaan was complete. Like their ancestors, they were buried in a ground consecrated by God's promises. Burial in a grave took their bodies away from their families, but death would not remove them from fellowship with God. We will all die, but we will not be buried in the same place. Some will be buried in a cemetery, and others in a variety of other places. But all who begin their pilgrimage with God on this earth and then die, they will be remembered by God, no matter what happens to their present bodies. When their earthly journey comes to an end, no matter when or how that happens, all who have followed Christ on this earth will be buried in Him. Their baptism says so. Christ's grave, consecrated by His resurrection power, is our inheritance. When we are buried in that inheritance, we will remain with Christ until the day when death will reign no more, and we will rise to a new life. Are you the one who claims that inheritance?
The Today Devotional is made available by Reframe Media, in print, online, or as a daily email. Sign up at thisistoday.com.